Sure, it's only April, but I'm already craving summer's fruit and vegetable bounty. I love those first sprouts of mint from the garden, local asparagus, the sweet and earthy taste of June's beets, and fresh zucchini and raw lemon cucumbers. Those amazing ripe tomatoes in July, bumper crops of watermelon, and truly, there's nothing better than just off the plant, warmed by the summer sun, bright red strawberries. My family and I harvest some of these in our home garden, but we supplement what we can't grow ourselves with what's called a CSA share. CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and when you purchase a CSA share, you're paying farmers in advance so they can afford seeds, machinery, and other necessary tools of their trade. In return for your early and somewhat substantial investment, you receive a weekly box of what they're able to harvest during the growing season. There are many reasons why it makes sense to participate in a CSA, but for our area, the biggest is that the model supports local family farms. The financial security of our region's farms can be fragile. They are vulnerable to things like weather conditions and unexpectedly slow days at the market. So by paying up front, you're ensuring the farmer's sales throughout the season. The reason that most people claim to like a CSA is because the food is undeniably fresh and much healthier. It's farm-to-table food in real time. Typically, CSA fruits and vegetables are harvested just before you pick them up. There's no hanging around on grocery store aisles or lingering in market bins. Your leafy greens will stay fresh longer because they're fresher to begin with. And summer fruits and tomatoes are picked when they're ripe and bursting with flavor, rather than being picked very early and then ripening on the cross-country trek to get to your nearest grocery store. Plus, at the grocery store, all vegetables and fruits are made available to consumers at all times of the year. CSA shareholders reconnect with the long tradition of eating vegetables and fruits when they're truly in season in our area. You'll notice an enormous difference in tastes and texture between green leaf lettuce grown on Maryland's summer soils and the somewhat anemic taste of the salads we can make in the winter. When we use CSA spinach and butterhead lettuce in August, my kids don't even ask for salad dressing. Other people like the CSA model because it's inexpensive. Although it requires a big payment up front, scouting the same items at the supermarket would be much more costly. That's because produce, especially organic produce, is often marked up 50 to 150%. Because the CSA model connects consumers directly with the farmers, the price of each item within the share is much less. And it's not just less in economic price. The impact on the environment is less, too. In the U.S., food travels an average of 1,500 miles from farm to plate, accounting for a large portion of the nation's total carbon emissions. By reducing the travel distance between the field and your fridge, you can be part of a significant reduction in contributors to climate change. Further, many CSA farms also support sustainable farming practices and are 100% certified organic. They conform to strict standards and maintain their land safely and smartly. By choosing to participate in a CSA, you're making a powerful commitment to purchase produce that positively impacts our local economy, personal health, and the planet. To learn more about supporting our local farmers, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. And if you're in our neighborhood, consider joining the CSA that delivers weekly right to Irvine's front doors. Pick up a veggie, fruit, egg, cheese, and bread shares from within 20 miles of Irvine starts next week. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.